KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 40 degrees in Atlantic. We have received a trace of precipitation this morning. Some sprinkles or light rain that fell between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We look for showers today and a high around 49. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping the news this morning in an update to our report last hour, KCCI in Des Moines says two Des Moines police officers were killed in the line of duty this morning while transporting a prisoner. Des Moines Police Public Information Officer Sergeant Paul Parizic told the station the officers were driving eastbound, returning a prisoner from Des Moines to Council Bluffs when they were struck head-on by a vehicle driving the wrong way on the interstate. The prisoner and driver of the second vehicle involved were also killed. The fiery crash happened on Interstate 80 near the Waukee exit at mile marker 117 at around 12:40 a.m. The crash was being investigated by the Iowa State Patrol. Des Moines police say the names of those killed in the crash were being withheld pending notification of family. A news conference with the Des Moines Police Department and Iowa State Patrol is scheduled to take place at 10 a.m. State officials say an unknown amount of industrial cleaner has reached Storm Lake. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says a pump failure caused a small amount of fluid from the Tyson Foods Incorporated plant to reach a storm sewer that flows into the lake. The cleaner, which was supposed to reach the plant's wastewater system, covered a 40-foot by 200-foot area. When the pump failed, the fluid flowed across the parking lot and into the storm sewer. Officials did not know the amount of fluid that reached the lake, and they continue to investigate any significant water quality impacts it may have. The Iowa Supreme Court says suspects from Wisconsin and Illinois who allegedly operated a car insurance fraud ring can be prosecuted in Iowa, even though they never set foot in the state. The suspects allegedly staged fake accidents in Chicago, then filed claims with multiple insurers. They were charged in Iowa based on giving false information to a Davenport, Iowa-based employee of Century Insurance. Their lawyers successfully asked a judge to dismiss the case, arguing Iowa didn't have jurisdiction. The staged accident happened in Illinois. The victim, Century, is headquartered in Wisconsin. The court reinstated four charges Friday, saying those crimes allegedly occurred in part of Iowa based on calls of the Davenport-based representative. A Texas man accused of helping a former lottery official in Iowa attempt to collect fixed lottery ticket jackpots has lost an appeal of his extradition to Iowa but continues to fight. Robert Clark Rhodes of Sugarland, Texas, was charged last year in Iowa with fraud. A Texas judge ruled Iowa may extradite Rhodes, and a state appeals court on March the 8th agreed. On Wednesday, Rhodes asked the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, the state's highest appellate court, to review the case. Iowa prosecutors say Rhodes helped Eddie Tipton attempt to cash a 2010 hot lotto ticket, for which Tipton fixed the numbers and was convicted of fraud. The state unemployment rate moved up 0.2% in February to 3.7%. Iowa Workforce Development spokesperson Courtney Green says it's been a long time since the rate went up.
This is the first increase since 2009, and it's not surprising given the number of recent layoff announcements over recent months. The silver lining for workers experiencing layoffs is they are finding employment.
The unemployment rate is the same as it was 1 year ago in February. Green says almost all segments of the Iowa economy scaled in the month, with the private sector losing 5,000 jobs.
Government was down 1,200 jobs due to a decline in local government. Private sector losses were largest in leisure and hospitality this month, down 3,100. And accommodations and food services experienced most of the decline. Although the loss was large, it was the first since July for this super sector. In addition, professional and business services trended down for the fourth consecutive month, fueled by losses in administrative and support services.
The Workforce Development Report says education and health services added 2,200 jobs this month and has been steadily climbing due to the demand for health care services. The only other major sector to add jobs this month was financial activities, up 500 jobs in February. Green says there are more Iowans working compared to last year, despite the February increase in the unemployment rate.
You know, the number of Iowans working increased to 1,651,100 in February, up 1,900 from January, and we're still up 13,700 jobs from a year ago.
The U.S. unemployment rate remained at 4.9% in February. President Barack Obama made a trip to Cuba this week to continue his push to open relations with the country. An Iowa group that included Iowa Corn Growers Association Chairman Jerry Moore, a farmer from Eldridge, visited the country on a trade trip in February. Moore says it was a new experience.
All of us went back in time 50 years. We just did. It took us 2 hours to get baggage off the planes and out through customs and out the door. And there were only two planes at the airport. The drive to the Hotel Nationale was easy. They don't have a lot of traffic on the road. At that time, you paid with everything by cash.
Moore says there is no embargo on U.S. food exports to Cuba, so some products are already being exported, but there is room for more.
We've got whole grains going down there. You know, there's corn, soybeans. I think there may be even some distillers going down. But as far as value-added, our meat products, there's none of those going down there. And the Cuban people are desperately short of food, desperately short of quality food.
Moore says he doesn't care if Iowa corn is exported to Cuba as whole grain or as a value-added food after being fed to cattle. He said there's also a need for grain to feed to chickens, which are important to the food supply. Supporting for farming or other support for farming is also needed in Cuba.
When the Soviet Union departed Cuba in 1991, that's when the expertise for the farming went away, or the industrial farming, however you want to call it, went with the Soviets when they went. So a lot of the land that was cultivated was abandoned, and it was taken back over by the invasive species, you know, which does happen. Weeds grow, trees grow, and everything else.
He said they visited a farmer who was trying to get things restarted.
The government has relaxed the standards on ownership, so if a family wanted to come in there and start to cultivate the land, reclaim the land, they could do that. And it's a long and arduous process.
And Moore says Brazil recently built a huge port on the south side of that island to handle the increased shipping that is to be expected. But he says the U.S. has a logistical advantage, being only 90 miles away from Cuba, and will be able to compete for exports. Moore says the country's infrastructure poses one of the greatest challenges as it tries to catch up with the rest of the world. One of the Iowa legislature's leading gun right advocates is taking aim at a group called Iowa Gun Owners. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The legislature has voted to legalize gun silencers or suppressors and let landowners carry loaded guns when they drive ATVs and snowmobiles on their property. But both bills were scaled back to win passage. A fundraising email from the Iowa Gun Owners Group accuses the naive establishment gun lobby of getting hoodwinked by the gun grabbers in the legislature. Representative Matt Winschittle of Missouri Valley, a trained gunsmith, says he wants to set the record straight.
When you get those emails that tell you the sky is falling, send somebody money because they're the only ones that can fix the problem, don't be fooled by those scam artists. Don't be fooled by those charlatans.
Winschittle praises the Iowa Firearms Coalition and the National Rifle Association for their work on the bills. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Winschittle works in his family's gun store in Missouri Valley. Iowa Gun Owners touts itself as the only no-compromise gun group in the state and it vows to defeat anti-gun legislators this fall. A 23-year-old man has taken a plea deal in the fatal Davenport shooting of another man. Danton Cole pleaded guilty earlier this week to involuntary manslaughter and going armed with intent. He'd originally been charged with first-degree murder in the slaying of Brandon Smith last September. As part of the deal, Cole agreed to testify against 18-year-old Quantrell McDaniel, who police say shot Smith after a confrontation outside of a store. Police say Cole provided the gun to McDaniel, who was scheduled to go on trial June the 6th. A Burlington man accused of using a machete and a skateboard to attack his girlfriend has been charged with kidnapping. Prosecutors say 20-year-old Dakota Poland confined or moved the girl without her consent, intending to harm her with a dangerous weapon. Poland also has been charged with willful injury and domestic abuse. His attorney said Friday that he couldn't immediately comment on the matter. Prosecutors say Poland attacked the 16-year-old girl on March the 10th when she was moving out of his parents' home where she often stayed. Court records say he wouldn't let her leave and punched and kicked her and used the machete, skateboard, and a glass ashtray to inflict more injuries. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.